Mambo Kikongo live in the house. So, how you guys doing?
Fine.
All right. So, I understand tomorrow you're going to be at 8 p.m., going to be over at Bard College at the Spiegel tent. Okay. And so tell me a little bit about the band. Somebody. Carlos is going to take it.
Okay. So, a little bit about the band. It's a collaboration of the best musicians I could find in Woodstock. And
down. You searched them down.
I searched them down.
And where did you guys meet?
Just being around Woodstock, John Esposito on piano. I met him over at Bard College. I worked there with him at Bard College. Manuel, the drummer, met him in Woodstock, playing with a lot of different bands there. Kyle Alnu, I met Kyle listening to a lot of stuff that he was doing, his own music. And Mr. Reggie Earls.
Reggie Earls can sing.
We met at the gas station.
You met at the gas station.
I was pumping gas and approaching.
You were pumping gas?
He was pumping gas.
With a voice like that, there's no way in the world you should be pumping nobody's gas.
I was pumping my own gas.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but there's a story about that, about the whole thing. Reggie, tell me the whole story now. How did I approach you?
Remind me.
Uh-oh. He must have been smelling some.
He wanted to sing. You know, he was a singer. Mm-hmm. And he just came up the Hudson Valley and he wanted to sing. But he never fronted a band before. I said, oh, really? And that's how I started.
Oh, man. Well,
this all came up at the pumps?
This is happening at the pumps.
By the way, I'm a singer.
It's all...
There was a newer version of the band that was, they didn't have a vocalist.
Right.
And I'd heard them play and Carlos and I just met. And he said that I looked like a singer. And I said, I've never really been a lead singer. I've just always been involved in music and choirs. And he said, well, you look like you can do it. So they gave me a shot.
And here we are, two plus years.
Yeah, there you go.
And he is you're a church
musician.
Church musician or great organist.
All right.
Great church organist.
Okay, well, he's got that. That's a beautiful voice. And I love that sound. Do you, most of your songs... I liked the version of the big band sound, Cole Porter, Duke Ellington. Is that the flavor that you normally play?
Yeah, we try to get that kind of a flavor as much as possible from the great masters of the time.
Yeah.
But the other thing is also when you're doing that, so how can I make it danceable?
Yeah.
See, people want to get up and dance.
You did it to Nature Boy. So I came back in here when you said Nature Boy, I walked back in there and said, okay. You know, they have been in boom.
Yeah, I think one of the keys with the band is to try to make it danceable for everybody. Not necessarily like bringing the Latin sound and making it like you got to know how to dance salsa or whatever. It's
making it
a little more friendly to everybody, but keeping the sauce.
Yeah, keeping that sauce. So you got somebody with their head bopping up and down doing like,
Exactly.
That's why I told you guys took me back to Brooklyn.
And we do some R&B. We do some James Brown.
We do a lot of James Brown.
We do Steely Dan.
Oh, okay. And do you have a CD out?
We're working on it.
You're working on the CD.
This fall.
And so I guess we got to follow you then on your website, and I'm gonna keep in contact with you, find out what you're doing. But you're gonna be in this area. They will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Bard College at the Spiegel Tent, and then on Friday, August the 26th at 9 p.m. they'll be at the New World, which is on Route 12 between Saugerties and Woodstock. And man, I'll tell you something. Don't come there trying to sit down and be formal with this group here.
They're both pretty big dance floors.
Because I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to be sitting down with their hands folded when your guys said, go.
And New World Home Cooking is always good for us. I mean, Rick Orlando over there has great food.
Great.
It's a great space. It's a great place to be on Friday night.
Ah.
So everybody needs to come out on that one.
You know, maybe I'll try to make my way over
there.
See what kind of trouble I can get into.
Bring your dance
there's
shoes.
Just somebody, there's people still looking for me in Woodstock from back in the 60s.
Oh.
Now, that's a lie. Well, fellas, I really appreciate you guys coming in, man.
Thanks,
I must say that this is the first time that I have had a live group in on my show.
Cool.
All right. So this and man, there, it doesn't get any better than this.
Well, let's do it again.
Yeah. We got to have you next time you guys come to town, because man, I'm telling you, woo. Yeah, this is the perfect. We should have been outside in the park.
Yeah, maybe we can make that happen soon.
Yeah. Should have been outside in the park, and that would have outside. That would have Brooklynized it right down to the bone, or Spanish Harlemed it right down to the bone.
There you go.
All right, so there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Mongo Kikongo. Well, wait a minute.
What?
You're not leaving without telling me about this name.
Okay. The name came from. My idea. So, in African language, mambo means a dance or social dance. Mm. It also means a witch. Oh. Kikongo is the language of the Congolese people from back in the day. So, a lot of the stuff in Cuba is related to Spanish and Kikongo, of that language from Zaire.
Okay.
So, mambo Kikongo is what it is.
Oh, and when he came up to you guys and said, I got a name. It's going to be Mambo Kikongo.
No, the name was already out.
Oh, so you didn't give them a chance.
I didn't give nobody a chance. He's been approached.
You didn't give anybody a chance to say Mambo what?
But also, I'm trying something new at the Spiegel tent. You'll see it'll say Nova Kikongo.
Nova Kikongo.
So, because it's a new band, the first band, Mambo Kikongo, was a lot of more Afro-Cuban jazz. There was no singer. It was a big horn section.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed it. So now it's Nova Kikongo.
Nova Kikongo. So we have Mambo Kikongo, which
is the original name.
Original, and then it transformed itself into Nova Kikongo.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. So here they are, live, right in the audience, and you are right here in the studio. The poor guys are sweating to death. I really appreciate you guys coming in. We're going to... you know, well, we might as well keep up the Afro-Cuban beat with Mongo Santa Maria
Mongo.
Mamba Mongo.